Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Well, we think you get to win any time you hear from Charles Rotblat. He, of course, is the editor of AAII Journal, the author of Better Good Than Lucky, and he is the only guest who joins us twice each week, fresh off the Memorial Day holiday, and he's in with the Buy of the Week. Now, if you want more information, I'll just remind you before we get started, he's at Charles Rotblat on Twitter. It's AAII.com for information on the journal, the organization, or the book, and we are always pleased to say, Charles Rotblat, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our Buy of the Week is
Edgewater Technology.
Edgewater Technologies. Now, that, of course, is ticker symbol EDGW. Why is it the Buy of the Week?
Well, this stock passed our Sognosy's Tiny Titan screen. This is a screen that looks for microcap companies with market capitalizations between $25 and $250 million. That have low price-to-sales ratios, and it ranks them by relative strength. So it's looking for these microcap companies that are trading at low valuations, and then it's saying, give us the 25 with the best relative strength. So it's not necessarily requiring a certain level of upward momentum, but it's looking for the small-cap stocks with the best upward momentum. Part of the reason I looked at this screen is there has been some volatility in small-caps. Some of the names have been beaten up, so I wanted to look to see if there was anything interesting passing the screen. And this stock came about. It's a consulting firm. They actually work on trying to improve operational efficiencies. The technical terms for what they do is enterprise performance management and enterprise resource planning. But the reality is they get involved with companies either at the corporate level or at the project level, and they try to suggest to management how things can be run better, particularly using automated processes. They're involved with Oracle and Microsoft enterprise software. And this is a company that recently had good numbers. Revenues rose by 18%. EPS rebounded from a loss of 8 cents to 6 cents per share. And the stock's trading at a low price to sales. So you have a stock that really is being overlooked by a lot of people because of its small size. But you are seeing some growth here. And so if someone wants to diversify into an area they may not be thinking about, this is a potential play.
My audience loves low price stocks. I think everybody does. And the idea that you can buy something, you know, trading somewhere in the 7, 7.25 range, that part is attractive because you can get a fair amount easily. But we're also talking about a company with a market cap of under $100 million. So how does that change anything that you do? I mean, does that mean that you're going to put a moving average kind of collar on this, that you're going to work with some stop losses? What do you do because you are dealing in microcaps to make sure that you are protected? Or is it simply, hey, it passes the O'Shaughnessy screen, and when it doesn't, I'm out?
Yeah, this is a case when you get to the companies this size, the technical analysis starts to break down because you have so few people looking at it, and that your biggest problem when you deal with microcaps really isn't so much price change, it's transaction costs. You need to be very aware of the bid-ask spread. As we record this, I'm not getting a good bid-ask spread for a trading day, so I can't tell you what it is, but I can tell you from a model shadow stock portfolio, you want to be conscious of it. You want to use limit orders, and this is really a case where you buy the company because the valuation's low, the earnings are rising, and you want to use that fundamental criteria as your guideline for getting out. If you try to use technical analysis, you're going to get whipsawed. You're probably going to have higher transaction costs. So even people who like to look at charts, who will look at the relative strength and say that's positive, you really want to focus more on the valuation. In this case, if you do see the momentum really breaking down and it goes from right now from about 50 to about 25, that might be the one technical situation where I might consider getting out of it. But by and large, I would put more emphasis on the valuation and the trends in earnings versus what the chart is telling you.
Let's talk about what the valuations or the potential valuations are telling you. You talked about the forward PE and all the other sorts of things that were good. What's the potential upside here and over what kind of time frame?
Well, the price of sales of the stock is 0.75. The screen actually looks for stocks trading below 1.0 price to sales ratio. It's in the computer services group, and that has a median price of sales of 2.2. So that implies, obviously, massive upside. I do think you want to be more conservative because it is a big group. We're also looking at a microcap company. It did lose money last year, and even though it's profitable this year, and we are expecting profits to grow this year and next year, I think you want to be a little bit more conservative. But we could look at this and say, well, this is a going concern. It's a profitable company. We know consulting firms tend to have higher margins overall. We could argue a price-to-sales ratio of 1.0 is not unrealistic. If you consider that, you're looking at 30% upside. I would give this company a year, see how earnings actually rise. I would point out, if you look at the price-to-earnings ratio, it looks really low for this company. I believe it was under 3 because they did have a big tax credit they recognized last year that inflated earnings. So if you're looking at the earnings, you do need to take that into account. But I do think if this company continues to do well, continues to have good revenue and earnings growth, getting to that price to sales ratio within a year of 1.0, I don't think is unrealistic.
Quickly, it's a microcap. Any liquidity worries? I mean, at $80 million in market cap, you're not really that worried that it's going to stay liquid, are you?
No, but I do think people need to take that into account. If someone wants to buy a large portion in those stock, they may want to consider using several limit orders instead of just one so they don't move the price. And I think this is a scenario where somebody's better off watching this for a day or two and getting a feel for what the trading volume is versus just buying it like a bigger stock.
Again, it's Edgewater Technology Incorporated, EDGW, the buy of the week from Charles Roeplett. As he pointed out, a possible 30% upside over about a year, but all of the volatility and trading issues that you get when you're looking at a stock this small. Charles, really interesting pick. I can't wait to find out tomorrow what your sell of the week is.
I look forward to talking to you.
Charles Roeplett is editor of AAII Journal. You can get more information at AAII.com. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Charles Roeplett. We are just getting started on the May 27th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview. And later, Dan Wiener from the Independent Advisor for Vanguard Investors as Money Life rolls along.